Aaron Burmeister, you're now in Koyuk and just got a nap in, and you said the run from Unalakleet and Chacatulik was all right.
Yeah, it was good. The trail was some of the best trails we've seen the whole race, and we're able to move steadily and get over here. We got a little lost on the way across the ice last night from Chacatulik, but it was my fault, not the dogs. I fell asleep, and they decided to head for Moses Point instead of Koyuk, and when I woke up, we were a long ways off the trail, no markers, no trail around, so I had to redirect and get us towards Koyuk again.
How'd you do that? How'd you know where to go?
Well, when you're going across the ice, I know every time I'm heading somewhere, if I could see a light or stars, what direction it is in a straight line, and the lights of Koyuk were at 11 o'clock. And when I woke up, there was no lights of Koyuk anywhere in front of me, no reflectors or markers or trail, and I'm like, uh-oh. I'm doing a circle looking around behind me, and the lights of Koyuk were actually about 7 o'clock behind me. So I knew at that point we were heading towards Moses Point, and I know there's open leads out there. So I got the team turned around and heading back towards Koyuk, and after about 20 minutes we intercepted the trail and got back on again.
How are the dogs looking coming here, and are they eating all right still? Or
the dogs are eating really well. They're still not healthy. They're still getting over the diarrhea right now and the bug that we've had, and it's been really difficult for me. As we've talked about before, I've been battling with it since early on the Yukon and Grayling, and as I'd start to get feeling a little bit better, I'd make another push or another hard run on them, and then it would just set them backwards. They've never had the opportunity to heal up. Of course, we're racing, we're trying to be competitive. I've never given them the opportunity to completely heal up. As soon as they start feeling better, I'll make another push, and then we go backwards. And so right now they're strong for the first 2-3 hours of every run, and then they kind of flatten out, and there's just no power there. And it's really heartbreaking for me, because we came here with a team capable of winning this race, with a goal of winning this race, and conditions just aren't allowing it right now to be able to race that way with them. And we're racing the dogs that they're capable of, and trying to get them healthy. So at this point, we're just trying to get them to White Mountain and on to Nome, and look forward to the next one.
Mm-hmm. So then talk about that a little bit more, and your plan in heading to White Mountain and over to Nome. Is your goal then just to get there with the healthiest team as possible? Are you still going to try to move up a few notches, or what?
Well, certainly, there's no giving up in me. I'd still love to win this race, but I can only do what the dogs are going to be capable of doing, and I can't ask them to do more than that. And being flat right now, not having that extra power, that extra energy, it's very hard to race them. So I'll be running them, reading them as we go, and just asking what I can get from them. If I have to take an extra break somewhere or go slower, that's what we have to do just to keep them moving and get there.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have fans all along the coast because you live here and you worked all over the place here. Anything else you'd like to share with folks who might be listening?
Absolutely, and I appreciate everybody following this year. It's been so wonderful. Unalakleet, Chacatulik here in Koyuk, all the villages, even Kaltag and on the Yukon, having everybody come out to say hello and just making my day, and wish I was out front leading the race for you and keeping it exciting and trying to win this thing, but we're still going to go for it, but get there in the best shape we possibly can. And thanks for all the support and everybody being out there. And we look forward to seeing everybody once we get to Nome as well.
Great. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
Aaron Burmeister in Koyuk and reporting in Koyuk. I'm Lorelei Kinnean.